The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome. This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma, and we are here today to welcome you to the show. I hope you have as beautiful and brilliant sunshine your way as we have here. It is a gorgeous day, and we are looking forward to an equally gorgeous weekend. Spirituality 101 is here to help you, to bring information, to bring guidance, to support you on your journey of enlightenment. We hope that you will feel confident enough to pick up that telephone and give us a call. We want to hear from you here at Spirituality. We want to hear what your views are. We want to hear whether you are enjoying what we have to offer. We want to hear your questions and your comments. And so I will invite you to call in live 1-866-472-5795. Today, I am welcoming back to the show someone whom we have experienced at Spirituality 101. Her name is Sandy Stewart, and I want you to help me to welcome her back to the show. Sandy is a healing facilitator. She is a teacher, and she's a specialist in the healing properties of crystals. She's also the founder of the Crystal Center in Ontario, Canada. The last time she was here, she brought sunshine to us with her very, very interesting information. And so we've invited her back because she has so much more to share with us. And so please help me to welcome Sandy back to Spirituality 101 today. Sandy, are you there?
Hi, Norma. Thank you for inviting me back. And hello, big warm hello to you and all your listeners. It's really, really great to be back again.
Well, thank you. It's always fun to work with you.
We get into a joy space so quickly, the two of us. I love it.
So what is the weather like in Ontario?
Oh, we have a beautiful day. We have, beautiful summer weather we've had here now for about 3 weeks, which is highly unusual. So we skipped spring and went right into summer.
Right into summer.
Yeah. So not complaining.
Not complaining at all.
No.
What have you been doing since the last time you were on the show? Have you had some exciting experiences, attended any conferences? What's happening in the world of crystals?
Oh, gosh, big news. I went to a fabulous conference in Vermont just a couple of weeks ago that was hosted by Robert Simmons, who is the co-author of the Book of Stones, with Naisha, and he has himself a brand new book out called Stones of the New Consciousness, Healing, Awakening, and Co-Creating with Crystals, Minerals, and Gems. So it was a whole 4 days, and it was absolutely fantastic and such a confirmation of how crystals are increasing their communication to us humans, that we may enliven our participation in the new earth, in co-creating the new earth. And so there were 165 people there.
Wow.
From all over the states and Canada, too.
You mean to tell me you had the privilege of spending 4 days not only talking about stones, but exposed to their amazing and incredible energy?
Exactly. Exactly. And he has a very large shop, and I think he distributes all over the states and probably the world, too. He has a store in Montpellier in Vermont, and he brought so many stones, and he even created a huge labyrinth that was the same size as the famous labyrinth in the Chartres Cathedral in France.
Wow.
So he created this labyrinth out on the lawn, and on our last day, we all walked the labyrinth together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I can't think of anything more joyous.
Truly, truly. And he brought forward this information about new stones that he has discovered, and he tells a very magical and mystical story about how he came to find these stones. And part of the story I can tell you is that there was a group communication by an angelic group called the Azez, A-Z-E-Z.
Yep.
And have you? And they communicated with the person he had co-written the Book of Stones with, Nasha Ashian. She's a crystal person, too. And she received a communication from them, the Azez, and they told her to go and ask Robert about the stones, that there was a stone that he had that was their vibration. And he didn't know what the heck she was talking about. But simultaneously, someone on the West Coast had requested this phenacite stone, a huge stone that he had, and he went looking for it, and he couldn't find it. It had disappeared. So we asked Aisha about that, and she said that the Azez told her that they were using that stone, and they would replace it when they were finished, and that it would be the key to his discovery of these new stones. So isn't that just the stuff of magic and fairy tale?
Magic is happening all around.
Isn't it fantastic?
If we will just slow down, be in the moment, and feel every aspect of the moment, magic is happening all around us, despite what we may think.
Oh, it's so true, Norma. It's so true. And in these days of miracles and wonder, and the darkest days at the same time, we so need to be able to shift our consciousness to the wonder place as opposed to the dark place of fear, you know? Yeah, yeah. So I'm glad you and I just go, boop, into joy.
You know, I think after I passed a certain milestone, I became acutely aware, I think when I hit 50, I was like, wait a minute. Even if I have 50 more years to live, I will not be as active as I am today. So I have got to enjoy every last moment.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And, you know, it's just a miracle to actually be able to breathe, have a breath of life. To me, that's where the miracle starts every day, is that, wow, I am breathing.
I am breathing. I'm awake, I'm alert, I am in my right mind.
Yes.
That one amazes me. You know, I woke up after all this stuff, I'm still in my right mind. Gee whiz, how did that happen?
Oh, yes, yes.
But let's hear a little bit more from you.
Mm-hmm.
The last time you were here, you did not get a chance to tell us a lot about the training that you're doing. Sound healing facility. You're facilitating the training of sound healers.
Yes.
They can, in fact, go forward and get this job done. As you are aware, I am sure, we are moving towards the end of the Mayan calendar, which is on December the 31st, 2012. There are a lot of people running around the earth with a lot of fear.
Yeah.
Because they think that the world is coming to an end, the world that as we know it is coming to an end, and the world, I believe, is going to shift into the consciousness of integrity and more into the consciousness of living spiritually.
Yes.
And so that requires us here on earth to speed up our journey, or to become more conscious and aware on the journey, so that we can use every single tool that's available to us.
Yes.
And get ourselves to this spiritually ready place.
Yes.
So that when we get to 2012, we will be fully aware.
Yes.
And ready to be seated into that sea of consciousness that will be more about spirit than it would be about duality.
Yes.
And it has been put on my spirit that crystals have an amazing role to play in helping us to clear consciousness, in helping us to become more awake and alert.
Yes, yes.
And I think it is absolutely fabulous that here you are with this amazing course.
Oh, yes. Well, it's so much fun. I just started another series of classes this past Tuesday. And so what I do is just 4 evenings introduction. Each evening is in a different aspect of the crystals. So I've put that and I incorporate sound into all of the areas. So the first evening is just solely on the clear quartz crystals. And these, of course, are the kings and queens of the crystal mineral kingdom.
I like that, the kings and queens
of
crystal mineral kingdom. Why are they the kings and queens? We only have a minute, so we might have to break in the middle of your explanation, but that's okay. We'll be right back.
Okay. Should I go ahead?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So they're the kings and queens because of their cohesiveness and coherence, their capacity to be so steady that they're used, you know, all over in technology as silicone chips and in laser technology and digital technology. I'll let you...
Want to hold that thought right there. We will come back to that thought.
Fantastic.
This is Spirituality 101. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his 3-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say Gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's sing that new song.
My music track, track, track from my modem jack. Jack, jack plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchips, chips, chips, and I burnt, burnt, burnt all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Journey into the realm of spirit, the source of all things. Master fear in these tumultuous times and learn ancient ways to abundant love and healing. Why Shamanism Now? A practical path to authenticity will awaken the unique genius within you.
host, Christina Pratt, challenges you to initiate your innate powers within to gain health, well-being, and joy through the practices of Last Mask Center for Shamanic Healing. Tune in each week to Why Shamanism Now, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, on Seventh Wave Network.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and I do apologize if I sound a little bit hoarse. I did lose my voice earlier on in the week and had to work real hard to ensure that I could be heard today.
Hmm.
Today we are speaking with Sandy Stewart. We've welcomed her back to the show. She's been on the show before. And we're talking about the amazing qualities of crystals, particularly as it relates to the fact that they can become these amazing transformational tools for us and help us to, in our resonance, to lift our resonance, lift our awareness, to transmit information, to channel information while we are on this journey. And Sandy has just got such amazing information for us. So, Sandy, I want to come back to something you said that really, really caught my attention.
Mm-hmm.
You were sharing with us just before we went on the break the many, many places where crystals are currently being used in technology.
Yeah.
And it would seem to me that just from the little you started off by telling us that in the technological world, there is an acceptance of the fact that crystals have got a role to play, mm-hmm. and they're very specific of what that role is, and they have gone ahead and utilized crystals in the many ways that can advance technology. And so today I'd like for us to look at the prospect of what are the ways and how can we, on this spiritual journey, utilize crystals. I mean, they're pretty, and for many of us, we wear them, mm-hmm. or we keep them around us, but I don't think we pay as much attention
right.
to all of those wonderful, wonderful qualities that they carry,
yes.
and how that can assist us to prepare ourselves for 2012.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, as you said, the whole technology industry crystals have transformed our way of life already through technology, through computers, through the internet, through digital this and laser that. It's all silicon-based technology, silicon meaning crystals. Now, of course, the computer sector builds their own crystals from seeds. They create their own silicon chips. But the technology is from nature in the sense that nature already has created this incredibly dynamic form called crystal. And our planet is primarily made of silicon crystal. So we are really, as humans, just awakening now to the spiritual aspect, as you say, because already our world is entirely enriched and supported by crystals through technology. And now we're going to begin to really understand the power of crystals for our own spiritual evolution. And part of that is using the same properties that they're used by in technology. So, for example, silicon chips are used because they receive, store, and amplify information.
Say that again for me.
Okay, so when you think of your computer, mm-hmm. your computer chip receives information, store the information, you can retrieve the information, And in the sense of using crystal technology for amplifiers, music, and so on, that's the amplification aspect of silicon. Okay, so crystals have these natural capacities to store information, transmit information, amplify information, and transform it. Naturally, that's what they do. Just like, you know, a maple tree gives us maple syrup, crystals give us these qualities, incredible qualities, right? Technology has understood that and has gone to the nth degree with it, and it continues this incredible evolution of technology. So we're behind a little in our spiritual aspect, and crystals can offer us the same transformational capacity. And I can give you an example. You can take a crystal, and because our thoughts are things, our thoughts are electrical and magnetic. They can be measured through medical EEG machines. So our thoughts can be put into a crystal. So I could, for example, hold my favorite quartz crystal, and with my heart and my mind and my brain and my higher self, put love into that crystal, and with and intend the love to go to the waters of the planet. Okay? So that crystal, because in a holographic universe, that crystal is connected to every other crystal in the universe. Well, let's just stay focused in our local planet. That crystal is connected to the whole crystalline matrix of our planet Earth. So that thought that we give to a crystal, the crystal is amplifying and connected by resonance and holographically to all other crystals. So that way, we can increase the vibration of love, of wisdom, of health, of wholeness by our thoughts with the assistance of crystals. Because they store, like they do with computers, they store the information and they emit the information, which is why they're used on with watches, okay? So a little battery will give the little charge to a crystal in a watch, and then the watch tick-tocks forever. So similarly, with a handheld crystal, we give a powerful thought to it. It tick-tocks that thought forever. So very important to consider that we're actually walking on a crystal, this planet. It's crystalline-based primarily. So all of our thoughts go straight into the earth. So if our thoughts are, like we talked about at the very beginning, positive and uplifting and joyful and looking at the good, then that's what we give to our planet. That's what we feed back to our planet, because our planet is always loving us. It is a planet of love. It's, you know, we just need to feel it and give it back and become one with it and ascend our evolution, our evolutionary spirit.
That so, what you have just said is just absolutely so beautiful. They are words, but I could feel them to the depth of my core.
Aww.
And what you are doing is sending forth to each and every one of my listeners, and I hope that after they've listened to this live broadcast, they would call a friend or two.
Yes.
And have them tune into the because
your
our sessions can be listened to at any time.
Yeah.
Because what you are doing is giving us a practical way.
Yes.
Of sending forth our love.
Indeed.
Sending forth our wisdom.
Indeed.
And sending forth signals by way of crystals, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Correct, correct.
That can then resonate with the whole crystalline web that is this earth, and therefore increase knowledge, increase wisdom, increase love. That is absolutely amazing.
It is. It is, and we've only just begun. And the human heart and the human mind and the human spirit is infinite, in its capacity. We think a computer is infinite in its capacity, you know, but we are much, much, much more. Much, much, much more. So we have the power, really, to make such positive changes on our planet just with our thoughts. Every day, we don't need to go anywhere. We can do it right in the comfort of our home, sending beautiful thoughts to our planet, beautiful, healing, loving thoughts to the water of our planet. You know,
and I can also feel how one can use a handheld crystal.
Yes.
And imbue it with loving thoughts and loving concepts, and perhaps pass that crystal on to someone who may be experiencing the other side of love.
Exactly. Exactly, Norma. There's nothing as powerful as a gift of a crystal given to someone, because it's different when you pick it yourself. You know, you pick a crystal and you love it and it twinkles at you and you go, "Oh, you're mine." And it's a great connection. And when you give one in love to someone, oh my, that can change their cellular structure.
Oh, say that again.
The
giving of a crystal that has been imbued
with love
and wisdom.
Yes.
Can change
the cellular structure, the vibrational frequency of someone. It can transform it, because that's what crystals do. I've seen crystals change color because they gave their vibration to a person. So they actually gave their color, their essence, you know?
Wow.
Yes, they're living beings. Marcel Vogel, who was an IBM scientist, a computer scientist years ago, working with silicon chips and crystals, got very excited and curious about the spiritual qualities, because he recognized that crystals had such a similar molecular structure to water.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was before Emoto, who has, of course, transformed our views of water. Marcel Vogel made those discoveries even before Emoto, that there is a relationship between crystals and water, and that water and crystals can change molecular structure. They can change their structure, vibrational frequency. Water is measurable. Emoto has shown us that.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Crystals. And as you speak,
yes,
I think of a wonderful, wonderful gift of a crystal that was given to me. And to some people listening to this, this might sound very strange. This is probably about 15 years ago when I was just on the cusp of making a major change in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I see we have to go to the break, but when I come back, remind me that I have to tell this little story, because it is pretty powerful and it's in keeping with what you've just shared.
Oh, great. Look forward
Don't
to it.
Don't go away. This is Spirituality 101. We will be right back.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a bone marrow.
We'll need to perform a surgical
biopsy.
VMA
MIBG
scan.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer, and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
What can you tell me about SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA teaches you employability skills. So you know how to deal with people, you have teamwork, your resume is going to look awesome.
Well, it's important to know your technical skills, but not only that, to have soft skills, the skills of learning how to communicate with people.
Web at skillsusa.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and I am speaking today with my guest, Sandy Stewart from Ontario, Canada, and she's sharing with us some amazing information on the qualities, the properties, and the use of crystals. But Sandy, just before we went off the air, I had begun to share a little story that coincides with all this beautiful information that you're giving, and one of the things you had said about the most beautiful gift that anyone could receive, one of the most beautiful gifts, is a gift of a stone that has been endowed with love and healing and blessings, etc. And I started to tell the story of well over 15 years ago when my life was on that cusp. It really was on the cusp. Was I going to continue in the corporate world where the money is, or was I going to step over into the spiritual world? And I'm debating this. I'm on this cusp. I'm feeling what I should do inside of me, and everybody around me who's very practical is trying to explain, well, you know, you have five children, you got five children to raise, and you obviously need the money in the corporate world. And there was a knock on my door very early in the morning, and I opened the door, and this magical person, I can only describe him as being magical, male, he's standing there with his twinkle in his eyes, and he took out a velvet black bag out of his pocket, and he says, "Are you Norma Jennings?" My name was Jennings at that time. And then he pulled out a magazine, and he looked at the picture on the magazine. He says, "Oh, this is you, all right. I had written an article, and they had carried it in this magazine. And there was a picture of me." And he says, "Oh, yeah, this is you, all right." He said, "Well, this belongs to you. And I've come a long way from out west to bring this to you." Oh. So he puts this bag in my hand, and I'm looking at this man, and I'm, you know, like you're, it's kind of like a magical moment. And he said, "I was wandering out in the boonies," he said, "and I found this crystal." He took the bag, and he took the crystal out of it, put it in my hand. He said, "I found this crystal, but when I found this crystal, I was told, I knew in my spirit that it did not belong to me, and that I was being asked to be entrusted with the crystal and to eventually deliver it to its owner." He says, "And I've carried this crystal for 7 years. This crystal for 7 years."
Wow.
And then he said, "I stepped into the health food store, and there was a magazine, and there was your picture on it, and I looked at this, and I said, oh, it belongs to her."
Oh, my
goodness. "And I've come all this way to bring you this stone that belongs to you. It was shaped in a pyramid shape."
Wow.
"Crystal stone." And I'm standing there, I'm like so flabbergasted. He says, "And I have to go." And I said, "Well, won't you come in?" And he says, "No, there's no time."
Oh, my.
Before you know it, I'm standing there with my mouth open, staring at this beautiful crystal in my hand, and he's gone.
Oh, amazing.
And I have to tell you, my entire life changed.
It changed just like that.
Yes, dramatically.
Oh, my.
It went from east to west.
Oh, my. How wonderful a story.
So I can hear what you're saying at some very, 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 very deep levels. Deep levels. And this is a powerful message that I'm sure you're getting over to your students who are being trained to be facilitators of crystals, etc. This is a powerful message because we are living in times where there is so much fear.
Yes.
We are living in times where there is so much stress.
Yes.
We are living in times when people seem to be engulfed in confusion, even when we step on the spiritual path. And
yes.
What I'm hearing from you is that crystals, if we can understand the way that they function, if we can allow ourselves to be reminded of how well they function in the technology field.
Yes.
And to be reminded that those same properties that are used in the technological field are available to us in the spiritual field.
Exactly. Exactly.
Then we can become aware of the amazing opportunities
Terrific.
That crystals offer us.
Absolutely. Absolutely true. And, you know, even having a little pebble in one's pocket. You know, we have these times where we are really awakening to the sacred again. And you know how little children, they love little pebbles on the beach or a little pebble that they see walking when they're on the sidewalk. You know, they stop and they pick it up as if it's like a diamond jewel. And they put it in their pocket, and they're just as happy as can be. And we need to re-enter that magical world again of children, because they know the specialness of a single little pebble.
They know. And when I take my grandchildren to the ocean, you see that magical, magical, magical awareness. But you're also reminding me of a ritual, a very small ritual that I do when I do rites of passage.
Oh.
When I do rites of passage, when people cross over, they are allowed to select from a basket a crystal.
Oh.
And then they are asked to carry that crystal with them.
Ah.
What is very powerful about that, again, you know, today I'm full of stories.
Great.
I do a lot of work in prisons, and I do write the passage in prisons as well. And very often, I'll run into my ex-prisoners out in the community doing some amazing things. And when my oldest daughter was getting married, she wanted to be married in the Church of Abraham Lincoln. And we walked in to make the arrangements. And the first person we met was the custodian, who was one of my clients in my class in prison.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as he saw me, his eyes lit up, and he put his hands in his pocket, and he took out the stone, and he opened his hand, and he said, "There it is. I carry it with me everywhere I go."
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And you know, throughout history, stones and rocks, you think Rock of Ages, you know, and you think of the holiest place in all of the world for Jewish people and Muslim people is the rock, you know.
The rock, and of course that's where Jesus Christ walked.
Yes.
All of that energy got deposited in those rocks.
Exactly. Deposited in the rock. The rock of the Holy Sepulchre, you know. It just goes on and on. Our history, our human history, and our spirituality has always been deeply connected to the rocks and to crystals. And speaking of stories, your story reminded me of my good friend Ed McGaw, who's a native spirituality teacher. He's an author of Lakota Sioux. He's written Mother Earth Spirituality and the Rainbow Tribe and about 7 books altogether. Anyway, fabulous, fabulous teacher and writer. And he tells the story of how he was fishing one day, and this was before he went to the Vietnam War. He was fishing one day, and there was this sparkle in the water, and, you know, he just didn't pay attention to it at first, but it was persistent, and it kept sparkling at him. And so finally he went into the water and, you know, grabbed it out, and the medicine man in his community told him that that was what's called a Wotai stone in Lakota, W-O-T-A-I, which is spirit stone. That stone was totally for him. That purpose was for him to go, and he took it with him and flew all these combat missions in Vietnam, and that stone protected him.
I can believe that.
Yeah. And it came back, and when he came back, and he danced the sun dance and everything, and then the stone left.
Yes.
You know,
that's the way of leaving too, doesn't it?
Yeah. These stones have a purpose just like we do. And they carry on and they do what they need to do and then they move on to their next job. It's fabulous.
So you are encouraging us today to think of stones and crystals, to get to know. What I'm hearing is get to know them, get closer to them, and allow ourselves to be the recipient of their ability to amplify.
Exactly.
Their ability to cleanse, I find in working with stones, they have this amazing ability to just clear space and clear us out and keep those chakras clear.
Indeed.
But to allow ourselves to become, be more informed.
Yes.
It's time for us to begin to read a little bit more, to experience a little bit more, mm-hmm. because we are moving to this time where Mother Earth and everything on the planet is moving to being more spiritual.
More spiritual.
And so therefore, on our journey, we don't have time to kind of stop by the wayside and ponder too much.
Right.
We've got to press on. And I'm hearing that crystals give us this amazing, handheld crystals gives us this amazing opportunity to grow more love, to send more love, to be more grounded, to be able to open up information highways.
And I could add, in very practical ways, too. I can tell you that, for example, when I was completing my master's in social work, I had just had a child, and he was 4 months old. I went back to work full-time, and I needed to complete my thesis. So I was working and had this little baby, and I had so little time in my day, but I had to, I had only my nights, actually, after I'd put him to bed. So, I was under pressure to get this completed because the time was running out, the time frame for it. And in fact, I was almost prepared to completely give it all up because it was just too much. It was like, I'll just give up having the master's. It's just a piece of paper, you know? So, But anyway, it occurred to me, why don't you use a crystal, ask the crystals to help. So I did. I took a crystal, put it in my hand. I loved it. I asked it for help, and I put the thought in it that I saw myself writing effortlessly and letting the words flow freely and not to get bogged down, you know? So just all the positive thoughts about effortless writing, free-flowing thought. And my goodness, the final chapters of that thesis just flowed out of me. So they can be very useful for all kinds of practical things.
That's so, so, so informative. Don't go away. You see how quickly the time flies when we're sharing information and love. This is Reverend Norma. You're listening to Spirituality 101. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Mom! My tooth fell out!
The coach says I can play shortstop!
I get to be a deciduous tree!
You live for the firsts in your child's life. But how do you cope with the firsts that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Every Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. Reverend Norma, and today we are learning some exciting things about the use of crystals and the ways in which crystals can help us, can become our companions on this journey of sending love and receiving love and growing wisdom and opening up channels of wisdom and spirituality and intelligence inside of us. I'd like to stop for a moment now and ask my listeners, how are we doing? We've been on the air now for a few months, and we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear what you think. If there is a topic that you feel should be addressed, we'd like to know if you are learning and gaining from what we're offering, whether or not you think that we should emphasize this and tone that down. Who would you want us to bring on board? What are the topics perhaps that you're interested in? We want your input because this really is your show. It is the show that is intended to help you along your journey. And so I'm going to ask you to send me an email, myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Again, that's myspirituality, one word, at yahoo.com. Talk to us. Send us a message. Help us to understand what your needs are so that we can reach out and touch in the many ways that may be of help to you. My guest today is Sandy Stewart. And Sandy, you have offered us a wealth of information today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
And I thank you. You've given us practical ways in which we can use crystals. And that's been very powerful for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I run into people so often who feel that this thing about using crystals is just airy-fairy. It's a little bit too airy-fairy. I've actually heard people say, well, you know, I'm on this practical, solid spiritual path, and crystals is just too airy-fairy over there. But I think today what you have done for us, what you've reminded me of as well, is to help us to understand the practicality of crystals. We live on a planet that is crystalline.
Yes.
So it would make common sense. I'm glad that you brought that to our attention. But I think the most amazing thing that you did for us today was to remind us that in the very practical world of technology, they have already accepted and is fully utilizing crystals.
Yes.
So that they can transmit information, so that they can work with precision. So that they can bring balance. And if the world of technology has discovered that crystals have that capacity, you've definitely convinced me that crystals can also be used in the same stabilizing way, in the same amplifying way, in order to help us humans on this course of becoming more loving, more giving, more compassionate, and doing the work of healing not only ourselves, but the planet on which we live. And I love your idea. I absolutely love your idea of taking a handheld crystal, endowing it with the love that you feel. Do you know how many marriages you could save this way, Sandy?
Oh, yeah.
Deadly serious.
Truly,
Truly.
Take a crystal and endow it with the love and the wisdom. I know so many people who say, well, you know, I am at this level intellectually and I'm married to this person who is at this level and I wish they would just speed up and get there. Or spiritually, you know, my partner is not. Well, isn't this a wonderful idea to take a crystal? This is what you're telling us.
Definitely.
Endow it with that love and endow it with...
Yes.
And pass that crystal on. And who knows, we may be able to cross these barriers so much more quickly.
Absolutely, absolutely. And people may be very surprised to see the positive and beautiful results that happen.
I can see this pass those crystals on to your teenagers.
Yes, the teenagers indeed.
Pass it on to babies. Keep those crystals around babies. Keep those crystals in spaces where we're trying to learn. We're trying to go to a higher level. But I believe you had an exercise with which you wanted to close us out.
Yes, well, it's an exercise that I would give this information. It's from www.lorian.org. That's an organization with David Spangler who's looking at the wholeness of incarnational spirituality. Now, I don't know if there's going to be enough time to go through it all, but I'll do what I can.
And just keep talking until they fade us out.
And people can email me, and I'll send them the complete thing if they like it.
Okay, so, and give us the email address before you go into it.
Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, at sound, S-O-U-N-D, C-E-N-T-R-E-S.com. So sound centers, but spelt in the French way, centre, sound, S-O-U-N-D, C-E-N-T-R-E-S.com. So this is it, to make the connection with your crystal. You reach out and hold it in your hand. You feel its texture and nature under your fingers and let your attention just flow towards it. Appreciate it for what it is, this beautiful miracle of mineral on our planet. Not all planets have this. Ours is pretty special. Then you expand your heart by thinking of a happy moment or a pleasurable moment, something that gives you an inner sense of expansion and satisfaction, and draw that memory into your heart where you can feel it as a warm glow within you, and allow this glow to expand and expand. Positive feelings create openness and receptivity to the magic that's all around. So receptivity in yourself and in all the world around you. Then you send love, directing this beautiful, expanding, glowing feeling from your heart down your arm and into your fingers and into the crystal you're touching. Feel the love develop for the crystal you're touching. And pause to appreciate the relationship and the flow that you have with the crystal. And you may feel the pulse back, the love coming back at you from the crystal. Then you connect to the cosmos, and you do this by becoming aware that you are sitting in a vast living world, one filled with abundant, flowing energy and love. Let this feeling of spaciousness surround you and fill you. And imagine the whole cosmos embraced and held by a loving presence. And feel the love of this presence flowing into your expanding and glowing heart and down your arm and your hand and your fingers into the crystal you are holding. Feel yourself and this crystal expanding also, as this spaciousness flows into and all around you. And let this flow of spacious energy and love flowing from the cosmos through your heart and into the crystal you're touching now flow out from the crystal into the environment around you. And as it does, you find yourself and your energy field bathed and participating in a flow of energy from the cosmos and the sacredness within it, through you and around you, into and through the crystal.
It's beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Blessings to you, Sandy.
Blessings to you, Norma, and all your listeners. Praise be.
Praise be to the Almighty.
Yes.
And we thank you for being with us today, and we hope that we have given you some food for thought. Remember, walk gently, gently on this planet, for we argued for the right to be here, and now we are here. We must enhance and enjoy it. Blessings.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.